It's a Friday edition KFC Radio Quickie. Before you head off, hopefully, to a week of vacation or at least a slow week at the office for the 4th of July. It's about to be big time mail time.
But it's been mail time.
So we're going to mail it in right now. We're going to rehash a question we already did.
Well, it's not mailing it. Kevin, give us more credit than that, please. We are professionals here. It's not quite mailing it in. It was brought to our attention that if you have 9 lives, you don't have to end 8 of them immediately.
Correct. We got a lot of feedback after the last episode, which we always encourage. Tweet at us at KFC Radio or at our individual handles. We love the conversation afterwards. And a lot of people hit me with different answers for the question, what would you do if you had 9 lives, that were much more focused on the life part than the death part. We basically answered, what would you do if you had 9 deaths? Which is very telling. This is like a Rorschach test where it's like, what do you see? Like, how do you react? You have 9 lives. What do you do? Kill myself 9 times in a row. So we got a few tweets of people being like, these are cool things I would do with the extra lives.
Of all the concerning things we've done and said over the last 6 years, That's the
well,
most
you know why? Because there was like I had zero awareness. Like that didn't even enter my brain.
Not for a second.
I wasn't like,
for a single second was I thinking I would string 9 lives together and build up all this scientific knowledge and cure cancer.
Nope.
I was like, I'd swan dive off a building.
Instead, I would go to Times Square and stab myself in the brain.
But I'd play Russian roulette 6 times straight.
We got some like cool tweets though, like. This guy was like, I would try to live a life of crime. I think that's a pretty cool way to try to live, to be like, I'm going to be a lifelong criminal.
What kind
criminal.
Of criminal would you be?
Well, another girl, Toasted Balls, she's been around for a long time. She said, I'd be a professional bank robber. I think that would be cool to like try to figure out the system. Like, I can rob any bank because I've dedicated my entire life to this because I got 8 more left after this.
I think robbing a bank is the only kind of criminal I could be because it's more or less a victimless crime. I don't want to hurt people.
You don't want to like murder people.
Yeah. I don't want to hurt people. But like I could, you know, you go in there, it's FCIC insured, right?
Yeah, you're not actually taking any money from the people.
First line they all yell, it is not your money.
Yep.
Do not be a hero. We are not here for you. We are here for money. Don't make me hurt you. And even then, I'd probably carry like a
fake pistol
gun.
Or something.
Yeah. Some.
This
like
one guy
a
was
super
like,
soaker.
This one guy was like, I would just go be. I mean, this is not exactly it's not exactly aiming high, but he said he would be a hardcore nerd working at GameStop doing nothing but playing video games.
That is, I mean, you can do that with one life.
You don't need 9. A lot of people do that, but I guess it's just like, I'm going to just be totally lazy for one of my lives because. It's like one big nap. Your whole life because you got some. Yeah, guess what? I'm doing that with one life.
I'm sitting right here, living that life.
Now the main question.
Envy me.
The main
I'm
question.
MVP.
The main reply I thought was interesting is this guy Rob says I would be so nervous to like die that first time in case this was all a prank. Like if we fucking rubbed a magic lamp and a genie came out, I'd be like, this is some magical shit right now. But when the rubber hits the road and you really like, you know, stab yourself in the temple in the middle of Times Square, what if that genie was like, nah, joking.
Yeah,
I'm not really a genie.
I'd probably run a test on it. I would live my first life to its fucking expiration.
Just wait till you have cancer.
Merciful expiration.
Yeah.
And then when I respawn back into my hospital bed, I'd out the window.
Well, and that's it. Right away, kill myself. Yeah. Let's get this suicide down. That's the thing is that you have to decide whether you just like respawn in the exact same spot. Because the idea that you could like live, if this is really 9 lives and you live a life and then you get to live a second one where you start over or something, that's very different than you just drop back into the world at the same spot you were after you die. There's the hopeful way of looking at it. We were just like, yeah, you kill yourself and you go back to the same spot. And then you kill yourself again and again and again. These people are like, I would live a life where I learned all of the musical instruments. And then I would live a life where I focused on all my athletics. And then I'd live a life where I read every book. And I fucked every girl. And I married everything. And we were just like,
would you go
kill yourself,
gay
kill
for
yourself,
a
kill
life?
Yourself. Ooh. They say you're born that way. What if on your 6th life you were born gay?
It's just like, uh-oh. Like, you immediately respawn like, something's different this time.
Boy, I'm looking at all sorts of different things on the street right now. I think you would. I think right now you draw a line at experimentation because you're like, this is just who I am. But if it's got If you got multiple, I'll fuck a dude on my fourth life.
That's a, in four lifetimes, Kevin, can I see a fucking dude?
Yeah, yeah. Give me like 400 years, I'll go gay.
Dude, like you probably get tired of fucking chicks after a while.
I mean, it's pussy like, can only get you so many lives.
They say
that
stuff with rock stars, with like Mick Jagger and Prince and fucking Sting. Like, they fucked so many pussies. Like, what's a dude butt feel like?
What's a dick feel like, you know? Like, at some point, you just get bored. And if you were living essentially, like, eternal life, nine consecutive, oh, we'll call them life sentences.
Right.
These are life sentences to life, not to death. Eventually, you try it all.
God, son of a bitch.
It's very Twilight Zone-y, you know? It's like...
Do you think you find out there's heaven when you, like, killed yourself?
Like, you see the light, and then... You like get to the pearly gates and you're like,
because then I come back. I'd come back one night, one time. I'd be a crazy guy on the street.
Yeah,
I'm like, God is real.
I always wonder that. Like if I've always thought about if I, you know, I thought I had a ghost in my house not too long ago. I really, really thought I had a ghost in my house, and I was like, how? What can I say to the guys that like they're gonna take me seriously? Like, what if you knew there was aliens? What if you knew there was an afterlife? What if you knew something?
What did you tell me? I don't think you did.
No, I think I'm trying to get that house sold. I think so. I don't need any more bad news on the market with that place. But there was a night where there was like running across, like you know, my ceiling, the floor above me. I was downstairs. There was like running, and I was like, "Oh my God, Shay! Like, she got out of her bed and she's running around her room." And I went upstairs, and everybody was completely asleep. And I was like, that's weird. And then I went back downstairs, and, like, it was still happening. There was no way it was, like, a squirrel or, like, a little animal. It was, like, goddamn footsteps. And I was genuinely scared.
I believe you. You didn't have to. You just tell me what happened. You don't have to sell me on it.
So, okay, you really believe ghosts exist because of my story?
Yeah.
My man. That's fucking friendship right there.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I actually, ghosts were the ones I was always kind of 50-50 on. Aliens 1,000% exist.
Yeah.
But ghosts, I was always kind of like, I don't know. You seen a ghost? Or you heard a ghost?
So
ghosts exist.
Aliens exist. Ghosts, you were on the fence, but now believe.
Now believe.
Afterlife, God, no shot.
No shot.
No shot. But if you could prove that, and you come back, and you're like, I spoke to Jesus. He told me on your fourth life, you know, fuck some dudes, but you also got to save the world. Like... There's no way to come across as a reasonable person.
No, not at all. I often thought about that as a kid. Because I'd see, you know, outside Bruins games and outside all Boston sporting events, really.
Preachers
and
shit.
There's one preacher in particular who's always wearing signs. You know, you'll burn in hell and all that stuff. And I always thought about that thinking, I'm like, this guy's crazy. And then as a kid, I thought, what if he was standing there saying he's Jesus?
Right.
What
Jesus if, probably sounded really, pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, what if he really
people,
was?
People in the streets being like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, there you didn't turn the fucking loaves into fish or whatever. You didn't do that. Shut up.
Right. And he does that stuff. You know, Jesus, he's real prickly with his fucking, that would be with an M.
Miracles?
God, that was a tough one.
Tell how much we go to church and stuff.
It was, well, you want to know for real when I was like totally out on it?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school. And a monk was telling me about how there were a lot of monk teachers. They were they left a lot of books out of the Bible.
Yeah. There's like a million of books.
One of which was Jesus making a kid disappear because they stole his toy. And he's like, now why would you believe that? I'm like, well, why the fuck wouldn't I? If you're telling me
storytellers.
Of course, as a kid, he was pissed off with toy. You know, he's a kid with magical powers. No shit, he's going to make the kid who took his toy disappear.
Well, this is actually, my beef is not with Jesus, although making that kid disappear is pretty fucked up. My beef is with the Bible writers, really, you know? Like, he just lived his life, and then these assholes telling the story are using it to exploit billions
of people. Little exaggeration, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, they're the ones who are like, we're going to get them to give us money every week. We're going to, like, tell this part of the story, not this part of the story. We're going to make everyone believe that they're, like, sinning automatically and they need to repent. I don't think Jesus was like that. I think it was those motherfuckers writing the book, Peter making the church.
Yeah, Jesus out there smashing Mary Magdalene.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Write whatever the fuck you want. I don't
care. Hell yeah.
I mean, you were my lady.
Balls deep in that hooker Magdalene.
I'm sending you my whore.
My whore. She was a good whore. Yeah, I think Jesus was a cool-ass dude, but I think his fucking friends were dicks. I think you know what I think it's like. I think it's almost like Jesus was like a big time athlete, and it was his posse that was the problem.
Like
LeBron is Jesus, and Peter and them are like Maverick Carter. It's like, you guys are the snakes who are trying to ride coattails and exploit your friend and pay your own bills.
Bro, you're a mega agent now. Did you even graduate college?
Well, yeah. Give me a break. You're about to manage the biggest global enterprise in the world right now. You're Maverick Carter.
You're the only reason that's happening is because of where you were born.
Right.
That's it.
Like Windhorse too. He's like one of the apostles, just following him around, just telling his story.
The one who said, "Jesus, make more fish every time."
Yes, I need more. More fish. More fish. More fish. Let's go.
Make this one loaf, seven loaves. Wendy's hungry.
Wendy's got leprosy. Fix me. Fucking wash my feet. Wendy's got dirty feet. LeBron out here doing things like the Messiah. So yeah, Jesus is a cool cat. It's just his dickhead friends. That's one thing. Maybe one life. I would dedicate one life to, like, I'm gonna get into Area 51. I'm gonna find out what's going on.
You're gonna Den of Thieves style.
Yeah, like just that's all I do. Just like Pepe Silvio with the fucking thing.
Casing the mm-hmm. scene. All
yeah,
time.
I'm just like, I mean, if you dedicate your life to figuring out how to just get into one place, like, I think you could do it. By the time you're like 65,
no, you can't. I don't think you can.
You don't think so? I don't think there's anybody out there who's literally doing it every day with such reckless abandon, knowing they have extra lives.
I think it's kind of like also, one of those things.
So what? At one point, I just say, all right, I've done some pretty heavy research. I'm going to just run up in there. Yeah. And I die? Whatever. I'll be back tomorrow.
Turns out the best way to get in is just sprint at
just
it.
Run into Area 51. Open a door, see an alien, pow, you're dead. Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm coming back with a little bit of knowledge.
Fucking alien.
Yeah, man. I mean, that would be sick.
That would be pretty dope. I this is such a hard question for me because not interested.
Not interested in what life has to offer.
Like anything.
I'm out on that life thing. Nine. No thanks.
Yo, you could do this. You could do
you think you could be like an astronaut?
I could be. Not interested.
I don't know if you could. I think being an astronaut is like you could give me 1,000 lives, I'm never going to be in the NBA.
I used to think astronauts were
oh boy,
like the construction workers of space. Like I didn't realize that they were geniuses.
Astronauts and construction workers of space. That's an amazing line.
I thought they were architects who plotted out their whole thing and built
they just
the rocket
go
ship,
up there and
they
like,
were like, "Hey, Jimmy from Queens, get in the rocket.
Go, get me some sand from the moon, buddy. Bring it back. I'll do the real work."
Yeah.
Now astronauts are like the most fucking brilliant people on the planet, physically, mentally, all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I learned that eventually, but as a child, I thought, yeah, everyone's
fights
an astronaut,
is meeting like astronauts and like a school trip, being like, get out of here, buddy.
Yeah, everyone's like, I want to be an astronaut when I grow up. You want to make a minimum wage job? I'll be a businessman, thank you.
Putting cones out there on the moon or some shit, paving the moon, whatever, buddy.
The astronaut woman holding up the stop sign.
Just a crossing guard directing traffic in space.
There's always that one chick on the construction crew. Stop.
Turn it. Or they got like a little wand. They just wave you. Like a flag. Go
Tiffany
ahead.
Goes home. I was working on y'all back breaking. Stood in the middle of the street for 6 hours holding a stop sign.
Oh, that's a thing I would do, by the way. One of my 9 deaths. I would just get rocked by a car.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually
always think about that.
Off of an overpass onto a highway so you get a little double whammy. Pow, pow.
Yeah, that takes a lot of timing.
It does.
It's going to take you 6 lives to nail that
say,
one.
Yeah, by the 7th life, I'll be like, bam,
I think
bam.
About that all the time.
I think we went there because 9 lives is like a cat.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 lives gives you a cat. Yes, it's just the ability to dodge death here and there, and I want to like take it to the edge.
Getting smoked by a car would be so sick. I think about that almost every single day when I'm walking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like convinced that 6-year-old inside me. I'm like, don't jump in front of it. Don't do it.
Dude, keep it at bay.
It's not going to be funny.
Yeah, that's really all that having the 9 lives is. You unleash your 6-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing that you keep at bay, you can just let run wild. Because
what really happens when you stick a fork in a socket?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I would do all those things. All those, like, you know, I'm still pretty afraid to do, like, the Pop Rocks and the soda in my stomach. I would tempt fate.
I think I could do all those things. I get, tied to 2 horses. They didn't know what.
Drawn and quartered?
Not drawn and quartered. They don't go slow. They sprint.
And then just
rip you
apart.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, that's wild. That's crazy. I don't know if even with my unlimited lives, I don't think I would do that.
I'll tell you what I would do. I wouldn't want drawn and quartered. I wouldn't want slow and painful. Just like,
tie me up, smack them both in the ass.
See ya. I'd like to be riding one of those horses.
And then take a picture of me because I want to see it when I come back. I want to see what it looked like.
You know what I would do? I would tempt fate and I would do Bloody Mary. I ain't
doing that in my lifetime. See, I don't, I wouldn't do that because I think it would go, if it happens.
You might like undo the nine lives magic.
If it happens, kind of like what we were saying, do you see Jesus? If that happens, you know hell exists.
Yeah.
You know the evils that revolve, that live in this world. And your
remaining lives. Yeah. All right, so I'll do Bloody Mary. You get ripped apart by two horses. And there's our second answer for nine lives.
Yeah.
You tweet us about your lives. If you're a real man or a woman, tweet me about your nine deaths. We'll be back next week on KFC Radio.
Bye.